It's time for Caveman Corner. Presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Well, we want to welcome you to a brand new season of Caveman Corner. Glad to have you with us. And we want to thank Monterey Mexican Grill for having us out this year for we're going to be here for the next 10 weeks.
Yeah, this is a lot better than that studio. Man, we went in there. You guys didn't have any food. It wasn't smelling like this. And that's the chips
exactly
and salsa.
Right.
This is an awesome venue and great food, too.
That's exactly right. And tonight is Fajitas Monterey for two for $19.99. And, well, I guess I'm not allowed to mention the drink special since we're a high school show. But there are drink specials out here as well. I'll just say that, okay?
Fajitas are awesome. So you got to come
right
out and find one more person to have it with. Hey, there's
what
Sean.
You know?
All right.
I already had mine, Dean.
Had
all
okay
I need.
Well, I guess I'll just have to eat them both.
Chicken
no
and
problem
shrimp fajitas. They were delicious, though. So get on out here and get some. Keith Kinder, the head coach of the Cavemen, is going to join us. Should I tease the other guy, or should we wait and see if what happens? I know he's working tonight.
You know,
still
I have a feeling one of our defensive assistants will be here. He's a big guy.
Okay.
He loves that Mexican food, so I think he's probably coming out to Monterey. And,
all right.
And we want to talk about Mishawaka defense. Man, they're starting to come around. And last Friday night, when we needed them against South Bend Adams, played a great end of the first half and got some turnovers, and that's exactly what we were looking for.
That's absolutely right. And Keith Kinder, the first-year head coach of the Cavemen, is out here. He's ready. He's ready to eat a finger off over there, and he'll be joining us coming up here in just a little bit as well. Before we talk to Coach Kinder, though, I mean, you guys have so much going on right now. I mean, this has kind of been a whirlwind for you anyway over the last year plus, but all the stuff you've got going, one home game so far, which is amazing considering the football team has played four games, but in that one game, I mean, the sky was lit up by that big new shiny object there at the south end of the stadium.
It's pretty incredible. When you think about what's happened in the last year, and to bring on that 24-foot by 13-foot scoreboard, video scoreboard, it's just unreal. And with that first home game, Coach and I just both talked about it a couple weeks ago. I was like, that was about as electric a high school football atmosphere that we've seen in a long time. And,
yep,
and just have a regular season game. So it's brought a new energy to a place that has amazing tradition. And it's also given our Mishawaka Network kids an opportunity to do video, to sell ads, to work on some promotions. And I was in a meeting today with these kids in the communications class, and the ideas are just popping out there. Like, oh, we could do this, and maybe we can. I said, what you guys are doing right now is exactly what we were hoping would happen. Ideas are coming out, student-driven, and we have too much content. So when you have too much content, now you have to scale back, and we've sold too many ads, and we've done too many promotions with, oh, we're going to have this team down there to introduce, and now we want to have these students down there. That's exactly what we were hoping would happen, is the ideas would start popping, it would be student-driven, and that's what's happened to it. So to have that video scoreboard and to have our alumni proud. We're going to have the class of 1968 coming back here on homecoming on September 28th. So
good
they've
deal
been gone for 50 years. They said, we want to get 40 tickets. Can you put us in a spot? And then we said, well, we're going to get a shot of you guys on the big video scoreboard. And I don't think the lady must be from here, because she's like, well, the scoreboard's up on the roof. And we said, no, not anymore.
Yep.
Said, when you walk in,
that's
you're going
right
to see something special. You're going to see a new alumni plaza, the steel stadium sign, the entranceway. It was out near the road. Now it's going to be right next to the football field. We've got a new design that people are going to be interested to see.
Right.
And, of course, that new track and a new strength and conditioning. There's just something going on in almost every area of the high school right now.
Now, that alumni plaza, I've walked through there the last few weeks talking to Coach Kinder. How close, because you're what, about a week and a half away from your next home game,
yeah,
so how close is that to being completely done?
Well, completely done. It's going to be a work in progress throughout the season.
Okay.
But what people saw in that first home game, the entranceway that was about 5 foot wide, and then you had probably 20 foot wide, what we want to have and the vision for Dr. Spiker was to have a grand entrance. So when people walk into Steel Stadium, they're going to feel Mishawaka football, and they're going to be proud of it. And then somebody like Rosemary Claire, Rosie donated money for the entranceway and brick pavers, and we're going to have a statue of a cheerleader that is there that just has the spirit of Mishawaka. So all cavemen will be proud of that. So what we're going to have is now the cement will be laid, but as the next week or two goes on, we're going to have brick pavers put in there.
All right.
And so we're going to have discussions on, well, out at Baker Park, people are proud to buy a brick, and they put that in there, and they put their family name on, put Go Caveman, whatever. And so we're going to have discussions on, okay, now who's going to sell those, and how can people purchase those? Where's that money going to go to? Just like the video scoreboard, that money goes to the advertising, goes to the fine arts, to academics and athletics, and we want this to be one Mishawaka. We want it to be a total school effort, and when we're coming in with the brick pavers, we could have WSBT and Sean Stiers and put it right there, and forever, that brick Rick would be right there.
All right. Sounds good. Now, you've got a whole list of other things here, Dean. What else? What else is going on?
Well, when you talk about the strength and conditioning room, our strength and conditioning coordinator, Michael Surgeon, he came from the University of Tennessee. And this guy's an exciting guy anyway. I mean, you hear him talking to the tennis kids. Come on, let's go. Let's fire up. And I mean, he gets into it. And these kids have just gravitated towards he and our assistant strength and conditioning coach, J.D. Chase. And we have a brand new room that was donated by Tom Irons, who's from ASA Electronics. And he got the grant for us, the monies for us that we could use for the equipment from Pro Industries, a brand new room, new speaker system, and today was the final pieces put together. And Michael Surgeon comes in and he says, man,
blows the roof off.
It's just, and he was actually very humble, very almost sentimental. It's finally put together, Dean. It's there. It's all there. And the people from Pro Industries, Sean was up here, Sean Taylor, and Chris was here, and we got it all put together, and you just got to walk down there. And when you walk in, you just smile because it's just a beautiful room. It's a place that's going to be a difference maker, not just for our athletes to make our teams better, but for healthy lifestyles. Mm-hmm. We all know how important that is, but if we can get kids started early on and just teach them that these are the right things to do, and if you get a workout in, these are the correct ways to do it, and then they maybe they won't be as sore later on as they're doing those things, and they'll create good habits.
All right, and the plan right now is to have him out here next week,
right? We're planning on having Mr. Surgeon out here next week, and this is a guy who he was the head strength and conditioning coordinator for the University of Tennessee football program.
Right.
We're just so lucky and fortunate to have him, and he wants to be here long-term and be invested in Mishawaka, and to have a new strength and conditioning room, I know he's just excited. And his wife went to a local high school here, and so the family's back in the area, and he's raising his three-year-old daughter, he and his wife, and they want to be around grandma and grandpa. So we're just at the right place, right time, and right guy for the right program when we're taking this to the next level. So you have that.
Sounds
and then,
good.
Of course, we had the cave, and you're going to be spending some time out there. So there's a new
that's
paint
right.
job
new
there,
floor,
and that's going to be fun.
Right.
Yeah, so this has been like playing fantasy high school sports. It's like, what else can we do next?
Just throw some – yeah, that's right. And you got a new girls basketball coach too.
Yeah, Sarah Deshone. She's a Jimtown grad. Keith Kinder went to Jimtown High School, and they were friends growing up. But Sarah's just brought a different energy. She was an assistant for Coach Kevin Gradeless, and Kevin did a great job not just maintaining but taking the program to the next level. And now Sarah wants to take what she learned from Coach Gradeless and say, I'm going to take it to that next level too and make Coach proud.
All right. Good deal. So a lot of stuff, as always, going on at Mishawaka High School. And we're looking forward to that stretch of three home games that we get after this Friday when the Cavemen travel to New Prairie.
Yeah, and they're starting off strong. Boy, these kids are playing hard. And even when we went to Chicago Marist, had a long delay. You saw the smiles on the kids. Even though they got home at 2:30 or 3 in the morning, they took a team that's one of the better teams in the Chicagoland area down to the wire, and coach is sitting there going, we may end up pulling this thing out. And he told me beforehand, he said, these kids are just, they're just strong enough that we may go over there and win. And I'm like, well, last year it didn't look so good, but you're the coach and I hired you, so I got confidence in you.
Right.
And sure enough, they went over there and these kids played hard. And I listened to coach after the game and his speech about learning and where we are at this point in the season. And this is why we play strong teams early in the year to get better. It was a great time to be over there, a great program to play. Of course, heading into the conference season, then we got our first conference win last week.
Yep, absolutely, against a high-flying offense from John Adams, and we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, you'll hear from brand-new Mishawaka head football coach Keith Kinder. I'm with Dean Hubbard, the director of athletics at Mishawaka High School, and we will be back with more Caveman Corner live at Monterey Mexican Grill on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We are back live at Monterey Mexican Grill, Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers, and we are glad to be joined by Mishawaka head football coach Keith Kinder. How are we doing tonight, Coach?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you out here, our very first show of the season. It's the first time we've been on location. Like Dean said, we were holed up in the studio all last year, so just consider this red carpet all for you.
Yeah, I got the two bites of chips and salsa before you
and
made
you
me put it away. Yeah, so
on, right?
It'll be waiting there for me when I'm done.
You know, we've kind of talked about this before with our pregame interviews and everything, but for people maybe who haven't got to so far, this is your first time as a head coach. So what has this experience been like for you, transitioning from a longtime assistant coach into the guy who's running the program now?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is my wife was telling me the other day, because one of the things we talked about when I got the job was, hey, I don't want it to be that much more time where I'm missing out on being around my family and being a dad and a husband. And she said, you know, hey, the big difference is that in the past you were able to turn it off when you're at home. And I can just tell, and this is her saying, I can just tell that it's always on the back of your mind. You're always
right.
Thinking about something, you know. And so that's something that I wasn't prepared for, and it's something that I got to do a better job of, obviously. But it's been such a blast meeting the parent, you know, having a different kind of relationship with parents, the Touchdown Club women that we work with every week, and then just being around all the kids as opposed to half the kids on a weekly basis. I get to interact with all of our players, interact at the junior high level more, at the JV level, just came from the JV game. You know, those kinds of things that I didn't do before that I get the opportunity to do have been a really big it's just been a pleasure for me.
Well, and that's probably something that I think in general people probably don't realize is you're wearing a lot of different hats once you become the head coach. You're not just coaching your team after school until 6 o'clock or 6:30 or whatever, but there are other demands on your time as well.
Yeah, you know, the demands on the time have been there. I'm now, if a kid, you know, is late to a class, I'm the one that hears about it now. You know what I mean? That
right.
That wasn't something that, you know, that I was used to. But you know, it's been such a joy because we have such great kids. Cool. And that's what this is all about. It's about a community and representing our community and making sure that they're proud of us at the end of the day.
You know, Coach, one thing I appreciate about your discipline, and you've carried that on even as a head coach now, but when we talked about the new track, and it's about 60% done, and we've got 8 more days until it finally can have that curing process. But we had Sherry Kaiser, our assistant in the athletic department, go out and talk to these kids, and she said they were so attentive, and every rule that we've asked them to do with the new track, walking across without their shoes on, going out there to the practice field, having a limited practice field because of the alumni plaza.
Right.
You don't hear kids complaining, and you hear kids saying, okay, this is what we're supposed to do, and we appreciate that about the football program. I think that would have to be the hardest thing. You know, the tennis team, they have to work hard with discipline, but they have smaller numbers. The soccer team has smaller numbers. You look at a baseball or softball team, but this football program, you've got the freshman, the JV, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and I appreciate that the kids have attention. And I noticed that just the respect on Friday night after the Adams game, and the coach walks in the room, and the players are doing a cheer, and I can't remember what Sam Shively said, but it was something like, respect, coach. And everybody just froze, and all eyes were there. He had a short message to the team, but the locker room was dead silent. That shows you the kind of respect that these kids have for you and for this program.
Yeah, you know, and I'd love to take credit for all that, but I can't. I mean, I think, you know, that locker room thing that you saw, that's a tradition that's been going on, I think, back to Al Smith.
Sure.
So, and the other thing is we got 15 coaches on our high school staff, and all of them deserve credit for,
right,
you know, the behavior of our kids. You know, every time we travel, we're told that our kids are the most polite, the most genuine kids that they've ever come across. Our kids are a pleasure to be around. And these are from, you know, the host athletic directors and the host, you know, the people that walk you into the locker room, or, you know, the people that point, you know, every, they get thank yous and pleases and stuff like that. And those are the things that we're really proud about with our kids, is the way that they represent themselves, you know, outside of the program. 'Cause you can control a lot of that when
sure,
you're hands-on at practice and that sort of thing. But when our kids aren't being watched, I think that they're doing the right things for the most part.
Well, and I appreciated the way after the Chicago Marist game, and you weren't very happy because we had some offsides calls that, okay, we got to clean this up. But instead of just lighting into them at that point, it's like, boys, we're going to learn from this. There are things that we can clean up. We can do a better job as a coaching staff. You can do a better job as players. But I'm proud of you. And he just brings it to them in almost a man-to-man way, where the kids can look at him and say, okay, he's talking to us, not talking at us. And I've noticed that in these first four games.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's really important when you're dealing with kids, especially now, that they understand that you're in this together. And so I thought it was important to point out the mistakes that I made in that game, and maybe not mistakes, but things that I wish could have gone differently, I guess.
Yeah, you could have done it this way or that way.
Yeah,
sure.
If you want to talk about that, you know. So I wanted to point out, hey, I'm going to go home and think about the things that I could have done differently. I think we all need to do that. But, you know, the offsides penalties, there ain't a kid that feels worse about jumping offsides than the kid that jumped offsides. What's the point in calling him out in front of his teammates?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it's important that our kids understand that we're in this together as a group. That's coaches, administrators, players, and that's one of the things that we've talked about with our kids. You know, it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. And I think the same thing goes, it's amazing what can be accomplished when we're not blaming people. You know what I mean? When we're not passing the, well, if we would have done this on defense, or if we hadn't turned the ball over on offense, or if coach would have decided to kick the field goal on fourth down instead of go for it. Like, those are things that you can talk about. That's for parents and other people in-house. We talk about what things can we do to get better.
And Sean, he's got a philosophy, a message that he sends to his players, and it's called burn the boats. And if people haven't heard about this, if you could just explain the philosophy on that, because that was part of the interview process when he was talking about burn the boats. I said, now, are you sure these are high school kids. Are you all in on this? He looked at me and said, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
that's okay. That's your call, man.
Well, when we talked about when we first introduced the burn the boats concept to our kids, I did tell them, now, hey, I promised my bosses that you will not
this is part of the deal,
that,
right?
That this is not literal, okay? That you will not go out and burn boats on the St. Joe River. But the basic gist of it is, I stole it from a coach or you know something, just like that's what coaches do.
Sure.
But the basic gist of it is Cortez the Explorer, when he would take his men to explore a new place, to conquer a new land, he would order his men when they arrived to burn their boats. And the reasoning behind it was, you know, that when things got difficult, there would be no option of retreat. You know, they couldn't
right.
get in their boats and row home because they had burnt them and they were committed to moving forward as a group. And so I think that's really important, especially when you've got, you know, you mentioned it, Dean, the numbers in football are so many, and I think the hardest thing to do in team sports in general is to get a group of individuals concerned about one common goal.
Ball,
all right?
Right,
and you know, not to say that it's easier in basketball or baseball, but there's less numbers. But and I think that burn the boats concept is kind of really rung true with our kids, and they have been committed to that one common goal. And it's been really, I don't want to say easy, but none of our kids were pleased with our performance last year.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's been kind of a motivating factor each of these first 4 weeks is, hey, you know, we can look at opponents through the first 4 weeks and say, hey, this team pushed you around last year, or this team
right.
kind of embarrassed us on this side of the ball, or you know, we rushed for 40 yards against Valpo, you know, like those kinds of things, and that's been kind of a motivating factor with these kids as well.
We're with Keith Kinder, the head coach of the Mishawaka. John Stiers with you on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. And when you look at, you know, coming off last year, and you were the offensive co-offensive coordinator, obviously, for the last few years under Bart Curtis and Mishawaka. So you had a pretty good idea of what you had on this team. And so offensively, I mean, you knew you had Sam Shively, the quarterback. You knew you had Chris Harness, handful of guys on offense. You knew you had Derek Dawson, C.J. Fisher, whoever it was on defense. What maybe, now that you've gone four games, is there anything that's sort of either caught you off guard or pleasantly surprised you to this point?
You know, I think you and I talked about this before the Portage game. Because I'd spent so much time on the offensive side of the ball, I knew going into the scrimmage what our offense should look like based on the past 6 years, like what the progression should be, where you should be heading into week one. And I was perfectly comfortable with where we were offensively heading into week one just because I knew what to look for. Defensively, I had no idea just because I'd, you know, it'd been 7 years since I'd spent any time on that side of the ball. And so it was just like the anxiety. It wasn't that I didn't have faith in our defense or anything like that. It's just like, okay, are we at the right place? Are we pacing? You know, do we have enough stuff in? That sort of thing. The thing that I've been most impressed with of anything in our program is how our defense flies to the football. We don't always tackle the best. All right, we may not align accurately 100% of the time, but I'm telling you, we're hard-pressed to find people loafing when we watch film on Saturday mornings. Our defense flies to the football.
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, you say you don't always tackle the best, but when I look down that stat sheet and I see it in the game, I see a lot of solo open field tackles, though, as well, and that's pretty impressive, I think, just from an observer standpoint.
And you talk about a stat where how many guys get to the ball, and you brought that up last week. You've got guys, not just one or two, but you want four or five guys there.
Yeah, we really stress, we call it 9-5-90 with our defense. So that's nine guys within 5 yards of the football when the whistle's blown 90% of the time. So, you know, it's kind of it's really verbose, 9-5-90, but our kids have kind of bought into that. And I'll, you know, I don't know what we did week four, but week one we were at like 92%, week two we were at like 86%, and week three we were at 93%. So 2 out of 3 weeks we've done that. You got to think about, you know, a pass that, you know, a hitch pass that's thrown to the flat for a 6 yard gain that gets tackled. Well, you're not going to get nine guys to the ball on something like that because it's on the perimeter and it gets tackled really quick. So there's some plays that are immediately taken out. So we're pretty close to about 100% right now. And we talked about that with our guys today. Hey, the team you're playing this Friday is really, really good. They're going to move the football on you. But if you run to the football and you make tackles, you got a shot.
I've got to think that your confidence level is pretty high, though. And, we've talked about this just – the fact that Valpo pushed you around last year, Maris pushed you around last year, and now New Prairie, who's coming up this week, was a team that pushed you around at the end of the season. But I would just think that the way you've responded already in those couple games against common opponents from a year ago has got to give you a different confidence level going into this game.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of why that argument is so valid is because a lot of the kids that got pushed around last year are playing this year, particularly on defense. You know, we had nine starters returning. So, you know, that's something that I think understand because they lived it. So they're a year older, a year more mature. I think they're a year more confident and just playing, you know, a sophomore playing at the varsity level. Occasionally there's going to be a really good sophomore that breaks in, but we had six, seven sophomores playing at one point last year, and that you know, that was just – it was the cards we were dealt. They didn't complain. They didn't make excuses, but they're a year older, a year more mature, and I think that that's kind of added to our success defensively that we've had so far, is just the experience that they had last year.
It's costing us more in shaving lotion, though. I mean, I'll tell you that. Yeah. So those kids are getting older.
That's right. He's Keith Kinder, Dean Hubbard. We're at Monterey Mexican Grill, Caveman Corner. We're going to take our final timeout, and then back with a few minutes, we'll be wrapping up at 7:45. Oh, I didn't see Coach sitting over there. Well, Coach Kinder, thanks for joining us. We've got another guy coming in right after.
Coach Caldroni, our defensive coordinator, will be joining.
Yeah, I didn't see him sitting over our shoulder there at first. Enjoy your dinner.
Thanks
for coming out. I'll talk to you Thursday and see you Friday.
Appreciate it. Go Caveman.
All right, sounds good. So we've got that coming up. The defensive coordinator, Joe Caldroni, correct? Yeah, I wonder. I caught myself there for a second. Joe Caldroni, the defensive coordinator. We'll talk to him more about the defense coming up next on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Back live at Monterey Mexican Grill as Caveman Corner continues for another 8 minutes or so here on WSBT. Don't forget, tonight is Monterey Fajitas for Two for $19.99. Good deal. So come on out and join us here tonight. And we'll be here every Monday for the next 9 weeks after tonight.
You know, this is a lot of fun to be on location. I started with the actual sports beat, the original sports beat.
That's
and
right.
We would go out one Thursday night for a half-hour show once a week and do that show at a restaurant. And it kind of brings it full circle now to come out and be on location. So, and we'd like to invite fans of Mishawaka, fans to come out and see the show and hang out with us on Monday nights.
Wear your maroon, come on out, have some fun.
Yeah.
Now you had something you wanted to
touch on. I wanted to talk about our golf coach, Blair Vandenberg. Actually had an opposing coach write a letter into the IHSAA, and I got something from the IHSAA today. It was an exemplary sportsmanship report, and just talking about how positive he is to the golfers, how he treats the other team's golfers. So we appreciate Concord High School sending us that and sending it into the IHSAA. And congratulations to Coach Vandenberg, because not just coaching on the course, but coaching life lessons as well.
All right, good deal. And we're glad to be welcomed joined right now by Joe Caldroni, the defensive coordinator of the Cavemen. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, Keith Kinder is a first-year head coach, and you're a first-year coordinator as well. You've coached linebackers for the last few years in your fifth year on the staff now. So what's this experience now, being in charge of the whole defense? What's that been like for you?
You know, I try to attack it the same way I always have. You know, what's best for the kids is going to be best for the program. I try not to put too much pressure on myself. Of course, a lot goes into planning and making sure we have a good game plan. And then as long as we get the kids in the right positions and we get them tackling, pursuing to the ball, playing hard, I think everything takes care of itself.
I think we've seen a lot of that so far through the first four games. And it's not just a new defensive coordinator. It's also a new defense this year. You guys are playing a 4-2-5, which is the same defense that Notre Dame plays. So you've got a Rover and that C.J. Fisher in this defense. It kind of like Drew Tranquil, he moved from safety to play that Rover position. So where did the idea for the 4-2-5 come from, and how do you think they've done handling it so far?
The idea, you know, me and Keith, once Keith was named head coach of Mishawaka, you know, we went to we got together, talked about going to the 4-2-5. I think both of us are very passionate about it, and I think it fit, you know, our style of play and the kids we have very well. And I tell you, the kids have done a great job adjusting to it. We try to teach, you know, mentality, finding an identity within our defense. And I think our kids have taken on being able to line up differently and do different things against different teams. And I think they've maximized that. And I think we're playing fairly well right now.
Yeah, Coach, you talk about the first three games and how the kids maybe were adapting to it. But against South Bend Adams, I think they found some freedom and maybe saw themselves as, okay, coach is allowing us, gave us permission. Came up with four turnovers and none bigger than the one right before halftime. And when Jay Koseski ran that back, it had to have given you a smile and said, this is what we envision. This is what these kids can do when they stay to the plan and they put themselves in position to make plays.
You know, absolutely. It's not about one guy, but we preach, you know, when all 11 do their job, things like that are going to happen. And I can't lie. When I saw Jay jump that route and pick that ball off and he was heading for the end zone, that's a great way to finish out a half, and it gives us momentum for the next half.
That was one of those things because it was pretty much ending the half. He should have just ran right in the locker room with the ball. Touchdown, here we go. Come on, boys, follow me on in. But a great play, but to see those kids come up with some turnovers, and you guys preach, okay, stay in your lanes and work hard. But at the end of the day, it's almost like scoring a touchdown. When you get the turnover, it's a reward. Do you guys have a reward-based system? I know there's some different things that you do within. I mean, take us behind the curtain, and how do you motivate these guys to say, this is why, this is what we want you to do?
Every week we preach we want three turnovers a week.
Okay.
And, you know, the reward is getting three turnovers. We feel like if we can get three turnovers a week, we can win the game. And I think that W is enough to get our kids wanting, you know, we struggled the first three games of the year getting some turnovers, but you know, Friday night, we preached all week. Our kids were hungry for some turnovers, and I think that was enough to get it done.
And those were the first turnovers all season as
they
well.
Were. They
so,
were.
So, I mean, were you at all frustrated before that? Or, I mean, or was it just a big kind of coming out party once you finally got those?
You know, I think some could have gotten frustrated, but I thought, you know, we need to be patient with this. We're playing fairly well right now. If we keep doing what we're doing, the turnovers are going to come
right.
Eventually. You know, don't get – we haven't met our goal the first – we're playing fairly well, good ball right now, and keep going, and it happened. You know, we came up with four, and that one right before half was a big one.
A couple of those quarterbacks weren't going to let you, though. That Marist quarterback was
true.
Big time. He was not going to give in to you guys at all. I don't think we're going to guarantee a victory for this Friday night, but we can guarantee one thing. It's going to be warmer than it was the last time we went to New Prairie. That game last year was sub-zero.
Right.
Those poor kids were out there. I can't even imagine just knocking heads and banging each other as cold as it was. But you know you're going to play a quality opponent this week. And I think the games that we've played so far have prepared you for an opponent like that. Do you preach that to the kids in practice just to say, you know this team's going to be good, but we believe in you? Sometimes you don't coach for the other team so much about your opponent that you got to coach your kids for you.
Absolutely. You know, every week I feel prepares us for the next week. And I'd say New Prairie is a very good football team. And what it comes down to is, you know, at Mishawaka, the past couple of years, we've wanted to play the best, and New Prairie is the best in this area. And, you know, they're standing in our way right now because we got them this week, and we're excited to play for them. That's what we chase. We want that challenge every week,
yeah,
and that's
Hall
what
of
we
Fame
preach
coach,
to our
great
kids.
Program.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, coming off playing Adams, though, that throws the ball all over the place, Marist that passes the ball, this is going to be a lot different challenge. So how is this challenge different for your guys?
Well, it comes back down to the principle that we got to tackle. New Prairie's had a lot of success at unbroken plays. They've made people miss. They're elusive in the open field, and we got to bring them down Friday night.
Now, the last name, Calderoni, a lot of people would recognize the name. Your dad's a principal, but he was also one of the basketball greats around the area. Why did you choose football?
I always loved the game of basketball growing up, you know. My mom played as well. She played in college. And my uncle Jim Aldridge, he said, "You gotta eat. You gotta eat. You're gonna play for the Crazy Dogs one day. You're gonna be an offensive lineman."
There you go.
And you know what? When I got into about seventh grade, I realized this may be for me. And it was my own thing. You know, wasn't as much pressure, and it was something I could make my own.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate all you're doing here. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks to Keith Kinder and Joe Caldroni for coming out and joining us tonight. Dean, any final words before we wrap things
no,
up?
No, we're excited not only for this Friday night's game and to have WSBT on the road with us at New Prairie, but September 21st when the Mishawaka Cavemen come home, it's going to be exciting. If you haven't been to a Mishawaka game, you need to be there.
That's right. Back home against Elkhart Central a week from Friday.
Yep, and homecoming on the 28th. So we'll be glad to have those things happening.
Glad to have those 7 o'clock kickoffs back as well.
I know you love them. Get home a little bit earlier.
That's right. All right, thanks, Dean, and we will talk to you, of course, next week. Coach Caldroni, thanks again for coming out.
Thank you.
Joe Caldroni, the defensive coordinator, Keith Kinder, the head coach. Before that, we'll be right back here next week and for the next 9 weeks at Monterey Mexican Grill. Why do I keep saying drill? With Caveman Corner.
We'll have it next week. We'll
see
practice
if I can
all week long.
A little bit better. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All
thank
right.
you. Thanks,
we will
guys.
Be right back here. Thanks, Coach. We'll be right back here. Monterey Mexican Grill. For Dean Hubbard, I'm Sean Stiers. We will talk to you then. This has been Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.